Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. We are close. I tell you, it was fast this December. We're going to ask you to stand and join us. To those of you at home, we hope you sing loud in accompaniment with those of us here. And this morning, you are the choir. We're going to have the altos sing, and then we're going to have the sopranos sing, and then, man, you let her rip, and then we're going to put it together as a choir. Are you ready? So, altos, here you go.
Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is one.
Well, sing that again, altos.
Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is one.
And sopranos, here we go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is one.
Sing that again, sopranos.
Thank you.
tracking Advent through this month. So would you join us as we sing Hark the Herald and Phil and Jennifer read our next Advent.
Hark the Herald angels sing.
John 3:16 tells us about the greatest love of all time. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life."
Jesus came because of love, and he died because of love. Because of God's great love for us, we in turn can love even our enemies and seek the well-being of others without looking for anything in return. We love because he first loved us. His love, finally, fully realized, causes us to deal with others in a counterculture way and lay aside selfishness, pettiness, anger, and unforgiveness.
God's love, demonstrated through us, can continue to drive back the darkness and disunity in our world. His love really is what the world needs now, more than ever before. Today, as we light this candle of love, let it remind us that God's perfect love is found in Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great singing. Won't you say Merry Christmas to someone before you're seated this morning? Thank you. You may be seated. You may be seated. Well, what a great morning so far. I mean, for me, I normally only get to do my falsetto in the car, but today I got to do it in the service, so joining right in with the sopranos, that was awesome, hitting every note, so that was great, that was great. And we also learned that if you're going to be lost in the woods overnight, Phil is not the person you want with you to light a fire. We also learned that, so there's lots of good things going down already this morning. Well, welcome and Merry Christmas to the last service before Christmas Eve and our last Sunday morning service and before Christmas Eve, and we're glad that you're here, and we want to welcome you, want to welcome those of you who are joining us via live stream as well. And today's service is going to be a little different. We will continue to worship, and but we have some specials from some different members of our congregation today as well. And then at the end of the service, we do have a social. There's food. You're welcome to stay. Everyone's welcome. There's no cost. And you can all come and be a part of that. If today is the first time you've been here, we want to especially welcome you and just ask you if you would be so kind as to fill out a connection card you'll find in the chair pocket in front of you. And you can leave that at the information desk in the foyer. There's a small gift there for you. And it just gives us an opportunity to know you are here and for you to tell us if there's any way we can come alongside and support you. I do have a few announcements, and so I decided to go old school with paper today, and then I thought, probably should have brought my glasses, but here we are.
You want mine?
yeah, everyone's on. Oh, okay, Phil, you're back in? Yeah, if I need glasses, and we could probably light a fire with your glasses, actually. Probably even a little more successful than you attempted this morning, so that's good. Yeah, I'm a funny guy. How do I look with Phil's glasses, by the way?
Actually, pretty good.
Yeah, I think it brought me up a little there. I just want to say thank you. Over the last three Sundays, including today, we have been collecting food for Kerr Street Market from the Kerr Street Mission. And as we talked about over the last couple weeks, over 1,300 people per week being served out of the Kerr Street Market now with food. And so thank you so much for doing that. Today was our final day for collection. Kerr Street Market are going to come this week and take everything that we've collected and take it over there so they can make sure they give it away. So thank you very much for your generosity and your donations. Also, just want to remind you that at the end when we do our social, that there are two sets of tables at the back. And so we ask, if you are looking for the vegetarian option, that's on this side only. Otherwise, it's the same stuff on both. And when you line up from the outsides moving in, and that'll make things move a little quicker as well. So just to give you a heads up with that. This coming Sunday, next week, is December 24th, and we will not be having our normal 10 a.m. service. We will be moving our service to 4 p.m., and we'll be doing our Carols by Candlelight service, and so you're all welcome to come, bring family, bring friends. That will be at 4 o'clock. So just keep in mind, we will not be meeting at 10 a.m. in our normal time slot. We'll be meeting at 4 p.m. For our Christmas Eve service. For those of you who are using tithing envelopes, your 2024 envelopes are in the foyer on the kiosk. Your names are on them. You may note that your number may have changed just because the number of people using envelopes now is less, because most people actually here are using e-transfers. But so we've shrunk down the numbering system just so we don't have to order as many, just to keep the same numbers. So if you notice that, not to worry. All the records are still good. It's just that's why that has changed. There won't be, Pastor Scott asked me to let you know that there are no more youth events scheduled now till after Christmas into the new year. And in a moment, we're going to receive our morning tithes and offerings, and just want to remind you that that December 31st is the final offering to get receipted for 2023. So if you want to get that in, make sure you get that in before December 31st. Our ushers are going to receive our morning tithes and offerings at this time. And if you want to give electronically, you can send it to giving at epcoakville.com. All right, and kids. Yeah, so if you have children that are newborn up to age 3, your children, you can take them through these doors, down the stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs, our nursery is there, and you can hand them off and pick them up at the end of the service. And if you are here and you are age 4 up to grade 5, you can go around the side, out through these doors, and your volunteers will be waiting there for you for your kids' ministry this morning. So God bless you as you give. And I'm going to let you collect because I'm going to introduce a couple special guests, and I want you to have your full attention this way when I do that. So ushers, if you could receive the morning tithes and offerings, and once you're done doing that, I'm going to introduce our next participants this morning. Thank you. As I mentioned, we have a few from our congregation who are participating this morning, and our first two specials will be one right after the other. Our first special is going to be Hannah Jaggernauth, and she's going to be doing a special, and then she's going to be followed by Caleb Bell Smith, and then Carlene's going to lead us, and there'll be a little bit more a little later on. So why don't we welcome Hannah to come and start us this morning.
Thank you.
skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. While angels sang to lonely shepherds, three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven.
I'm not afraid.
the Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The stars are brightly shining. This is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and terror pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Voices all night.
Wow, what a great morning so far, amen? Thank you to our worship team for leading us, for our special performances, Phil, Caleb, Hannah. It was an amazing show of the talent that is represented in our community. And, well, to see students up here, it always does my heart proud. At this point in time, I just want to share a few quick thoughts. So just stay with me for a moment, and if you have your Bibles, I just want to read from Isaiah chapter 9, just two verses, verses 6 to 7. It says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen." When I was a child, one of my favorite things to do on the night of Christmas Eve was to sit at our home computer with dial-up internet with my dad while he pulled up the NORAD Santa Tracker. Now, if you've never heard of the NORAD Santa Tracker, it's this annual Christmas-themed program in which the North American Aerospace Defense Command tracks Santa Claus, who is said to leave the North Pole to travel around the world on his mission to deliver presents to children every year on Christmas Eve. So my dad and I would check in throughout the evening on where Santa is in the world, and when he finally got to Canada, I would be spirited away to bed by my parents. But one night, I couldn't sleep just out of excitement for the arrival of Santa, and I looked out my window and I saw something flying through the sky, and this object traveled with a bright red light, right? And so now as a kid, I got so excited because that had to have been Rudolph, right? They had arrived. Santa's finally here. He's going to deliver the presents. Nothing could get a little five-year-old more excited. Whether or not it was Santa, I will leave for you to decide. There's nothing like seeing something you have waited so long for finally arrive. Maybe it's family who are coming to visit for the holidays. Maybe it's that Amazon package you got for a great deal on Cyber Monday. Maybe it's just simply anticipating the feeling of the Christmas season. For the Israelites, they were waiting for the arrival of their Messiah. That's why we celebrate Advent. That's the meaning of Advent. About 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah announced the birth of Israel's Messiah. The prophet's vision stretched forward through the years from Christ's lowly birth in Bethlehem to his glorious future return. It's also one of the clearest and most majestic portraits of the coming Messiah found anywhere in the Old Testament. It would have brought hope and encouragement to its original readers, but also perplexity. This glorious prophecy of the birth of the Messiah reminded Israel that the victory-bringing Messiah would be born as a man, as a person, God made flesh. The child had to be born. God also reminded his people not to lose heart as they waited for the Savior to come. It's important to remember that God did not fulfill his promise right away. His people waited a long time. They spoke of a promised rescuer from generation to generation, enduring cycles of war, rebellion, captivity, and restoration. They watched and they waited anxiously, expectantly for God's faithfulness. And when he arrived, it wasn't as the people had expected. Just as there's no feeling of finally getting what you've been anticipating for so long, there's also no worse feeling than getting what you've been anticipating, but it wasn't up to what you were expecting. The child was born. The son was given. But the people of Israel were expecting something different than what they got for a Messiah. Throughout his life and ministry, Jesus exhibited a different kind of leadership strength than the Jewish people had come to expect. They were looking for a heroic figure, like King David, who would deliver them from Roman oppression through valiant military conquests and political might. Rather, the kingdom principles Jesus introduced were based on servant leadership and a kingdom not of this world. And his arrival to us was as a baby in a manger. What an amazing mystery. There is nothing weaker or more helpless, more dependent than a child. And yet the unexpectedness of his arrival doesn't change who he truly is. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Jesus is all the Messiah we need and far more than we might ever dare hope for or imagine. Isaiah guarantees that these things he is speaking of in this passage will happen. And this king will be born on the basis of God's own passionate commitment to fulfilling his purposes to his people. The passionate commitment of the Lord of hosts will do this. And Isaiah was right. God did deliver on this promise. Jesus was born 700 years later and fulfilled every single promise announced. God came among us in the person of Jesus. He took on flesh in order to give us wisdom, protection, fatherly care, and peace as we enter into relationship with him. The advent of Christmas strengthens our hope that light will overcome darkness and death. There is no more extraordinary gift than the gift of Jesus. And as we celebrate his birth, like the Israelites waiting for their Messiah, we also wait in anticipation of his return one day. But as we wait for that glorious day, may the light of Jesus lead us to live like he lived, lovingly serving all people and sharing that same love, hope, joy, and peace that we have in him. Let's pray together this morning. Father, we thank you so much for this season that we get to celebrate and look upon the birth of our Savior. God, we thank you that you humbled yourself and you became one of us. You lived a life of love and care and wisdom, and you gave your life on the cross for your people. And God, you rose again 3 days later to save us. God, we are so blessed by who you simply are. And God, we honor you. God, in this season, we pray that we don't lose sight of who it is you are and the reason for your coming. God, lead us to live exactly as you lived. Lead us to love exactly as you loved. May this season remind us of the importance of living a life that is founded on you. God, we lift up our congregation and any needs represented here in this place today. God, we know that the Christmas season, there is a lot that we may struggle with. And so, God, I pray over our congregation, over our community right now, God, that over this Christmas season, that you be with us and you be our love, our source of hope and joy and peace in times that we may find hard or difficult or tumultuous, Jesus. God, I pray right now for Trevor Escott, who's in the hospital at North York, Lord. God, who needs a pacemaker. Lord, I just pray for your divine intervention in his life so that he is feeling comfortable and healed so that he can go home safely, Jesus. We thank you for the care that he is receiving right now, and I pray that even as we pray that he feels your spirit upon him. God, as we move into a time of socializing and celebrating this season together as a church family, Lord, may you bless us. May you be with us over the week ahead and as we gather together next week for Christmas Eve. God, may we come excited to celebrate the birth of our Savior. We pray this all in your amazing name, Jesus. Amen.